Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
For your healing. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name, we lift up your name, with our hearts full of praise, our hearts full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God, Hosanna in the highest. Our glory to the King of Kings. All honor, all praise, our glory to thy Lord of love. Lord, we lift up your name, we lift up your name, with our hearts full of praise, our hearts full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God, Hosanna in the highest. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me, exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify the name of the Lord for bringing us thus far in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God today. So much has been said in the news about earthquakes in various parts of the world. But God did not create those earthquakes to come and embarrass people. These are things that are natural occurrences. Mother Nature, they call it Mother Nature. You can't control them, so they have to be. But anyway, we sympathize with those families that have been affected. So many millions of people have been affected by those earthquakes in various parts of the world. And we pray God to encourage everyone who has been affected in one way or the other. We pray God to protect them and provide for them and meet all their needs in the name of Jesus. You are all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of Jesus Christ Global Mission. Richard Way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Buckle coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. You are all welcome, as many that are viewing and joining us from Twitter, link, Facebook, by radio, by phones, and by various social networking media, the Facebook, and so on. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. God is going to bless everyone today. God has something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention, for God has something to say. The Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. The Lord has something to say. Listen, listen, pay close attention, for the Lord has something to say. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll be receiving all your text messages and the emails from various parts of the world. As God has been blessing you through this program, continue to key in every time and get others to come in with you. I tell you, God is blessing people, healings and miracles and deliverances. We're getting testimonies from Northeast, West, and South. We're getting phone calls, emails, and text messages of what God is doing in your life. We want to thank God for that. And a lot of people don't even believe that God can speak his word, and his word will go forth. You know, in Matthew chapter 8, you find the centurion, in Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion came to Jesus and said, Master, come and help me, my servant is sick at home. And Jesus said, I am coming to your house to help you. And then the centurion said, Master, I know how busy you are. Why would you bother to come to my house? You know, everybody is looking for you, and you want to have all the time to come to my house? No, you just speak your word, and my servants shall be healed. See, the centurion understood the principles, the biblical principles. You know, he understood the working of God, how God operates. Say the just shall live by faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Jesus spoke the word, and the word went forth and brought healing to his servant back home, all the way back home. And when the centurion got home, the servant was already healed. You know, that's the era where we are right now. I won't deceive you. That is the era where we are right now. We are in the era of information and technology. The era where God will speak his word through his servants, and his word will travel to the various parts of the earth. You know, I think now they said there are six continents or seven continents on the earth. The word of God will travel around the globe and reach as many people, you know, Indians and the Philippines and Asians and Africans and all around the globe. People are receiving the word of God right there in their homes, in their families, right there in their kitchen, in their bedroom, even in the car as you are driving. Even in the aeroplane, you are seated there with your phone. Wherever you are, you know, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. I repeat, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. You know, so when Jesus released his word went forth, traveled all the way, and brought healing to the servant of the centurion. And of course, In Psalm 107, verse 20, Psalm 107, verse 20, it says, God sent his word. God sent his word, and his word went forth and brought salvation and deliverance and healing to the people. Psalm 107, verse 20. Can you imagine? If you have God of praise, see? And then Jesus, in the New Testament, Jesus said, there will come a day when the true worshipers will worship God in spirit and in truth. We don't have to go to Jerusalem before we worship God. I like that. Jesus now, you know, confirmed everything in the gospel. Jesus said, we don't have to go to Jerusalem before we worship God. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, which means you can worship God in your home, in your house, in your car, in the airplane as you are traveling. You are worshiping God. You worship God. Even at your working places, your business premises, you can worship God. You know, God is so sweet. He's a spirit. You know, he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Yeah, omnipresent. He's everywhere. You don't have to look for God. Eh? they want to go and look for God. God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? It's already here. All you have to do is open up your heart. For he's already here. God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All I have to do is open up my heart. For he's already here. God is already there. Can't you feel his presence? It's already there. All I have to do is to open up my heart. Oh, he's already there. God is already there. Can't you feel his presence? It's already there. All you have to do is open up your heart. For he's already here. God is already here. Can't you feel his presence? He's already here. All you have to do is to open up your heart. For he's already here. He's already there. He's already here. He's already there. He's everywhere. And then King David, he said, if you go down, yes, King David, say, if I go down to the bottom of the sea, God is there. See, Psalm 139 or so. See, if I go down to the bottom of the sea, God is there. And then he said, if I go up to the moon, God is there. See, so God is everywhere. Then Jesus said, he is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Please, don't look for God. God is here with you. He's there with you. He's here and there and everywhere you go. God is everywhere. You don't look for God. You know, Jesus is there and he didn't know it. You know, Jacob was like that. He said, I didn't know that God could be here. He called the place Bethel. You know, Jacob was running from home. And as he was running from home, he got to the desert and he made a bird for himself. And then he slept. And then he had a dream. He saw the angels going up the ladder and coming down. The presence of God was there, even in the desert where Jacob was sleeping while he was running from home. And Jacob woke up and he said, what? Right here in the desert? So the presence of God could be here in the desert. That's how the human mind works. The human mind, you have programmed your mind that when you get to church on Sunday, that's when you're going to meet God. That's not true. You can meet God even right now where you are. You can reach God. You can call upon him. Oh, no. Anytime, anywhere, any place, call upon him. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon Jesus. In the days of trouble, call upon him. He will answer you. Call upon God. In the days of trouble, call upon Jesus. He will answer you. See, that's the scripture. Psalm 50, verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. He said, call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will deliver you. Call upon God in the days of trouble. Call upon Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is light, my burden is light. Just come unto me. Then he said, call upon me in the day. You can call upon him in the night. Call upon him in the day. Call upon him in the morning. Call upon him in the afternoon. Call upon him in the evening. Call upon him. See, Psalm 50, verse 15. See, call upon him in the days of trouble, and he will answer you. Now, I've called people's phone numbers. You hear the voice making. You call phone numbers and you're getting voicemail. But when you call Jesus, you call God, you say, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will deliver thee. He's there for you 24/7. 7 days a week, he's there. You didn't get a voicemail. When you call Jesus Christ, you didn't get a voicemail. You got him. Yeah, you call upon him in the days of trouble, and he delivered you. That's good. That's good enough. Oh, if it's good enough for me, call upon him in the days of trouble. Go and call people, call their phone number, call their home phones, and say, you get voicemail. People abuse me. Eh? People get offended, get angry and start talking and say, hey, you have time. You are calling people. Instead of calling God, you are calling people. Instead of calling Jesus, you are calling. Who are you calling? The person who is trying to pay his bills. The person who has gone to work. The one who has gone to business. The one who is praying. The one who is at the church. The one who is reading his Bible. You are calling him, calling her. What are you calling for? For what? Psalm 50, verse 15. If they call upon him in the days of trouble, he will deliver you. Eh? Who are you calling? Eh? Call God. Please call Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by. Blind Bartimaeus, he saw all the people. He saw everybody. But guess what? That he must say, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Oh, why did you call Apostle Peter or John? Why did you call Matthew, the tax collector, and all the 12 disciples? Why did you call them? Blind Bartimaeus, sitting on the road, begging, blind, you know, dejected and rejected by everybody. Bartimaeus said, oh, thou son of David, have mercy upon me, until he called it the third time. Jesus was hearing, oh yeah, Jesus is not deaf. God is not deaf that he cannot hear you. God is not blind that he cannot see you and your problems. God is not amputated that he cannot help you. Psalm 59. Yeah, Isaiah 59. You see, God is not amputated that he cannot help you. God is not blind that he cannot see you and see your fruit. God is not deaf that he didn't hear you. You see, but your sin, your iniquity has separated between you and God. That's why it's good to get right with God. Let the blood of Jesus avail for you. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all unrighteousness, and then you can approach the gates of heaven. You can approach the throne of grace and mercy and obtain favor. You know, that's what it's all about. So, blind Bartimaeus was calling, and he was calling the son of David. And he called it two times. Blind Bartimaeus, he called it two times. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Thou son of, and Jesus did he answer. Oh, as I look at that scripture, I say, what? Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. No, Jesus is the son of David, but as at this point in time, he's the son of God. He has come to save, to heal, to deliver, to bless. So you don't have to go back to the days of David, calling him the son of David. No, we are in the present tense. We are going, moving forward. So finally, blind Bartimaeus said, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. And then at that point, Jesus turned back and he said, somebody is calling me. I perceive that someone needs my help, and I need to go to the person. So Jesus turned around and he asked for the person calling. Finally, the person calling was Bartimaeus, blind Bartimaeus, who had been blind and was looking for help. Jesus turned around and healed him of his blindness, gave him his sight, and blind Bartimaeus began to see from that moment on. See? Be very careful how you approach God. Your attitude will determine your altitude. Your attitude towards God, the way you feel, the way you believe, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, your attitude will determine how far you will go. Your attitude matters. See, you want to touch the hem of his garment. And then you are touching the hem of his garment, not with faith. You are touching the hem of his garment. You know, you want to know what type of dress Jesus is putting on. So that's why you touch the hem of his garment. But it says scripture, Luke chapter 8, it says a woman pressed through the crowd and said within her heart, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So she came with faith. Oh yes, that's the difference. Because every other person was touching Jesus. Every other person was calling Jesus. But someone came by faith, say, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. That was the difference. You know, it was the same thing with blind Bartimaeus. You are looking at Jesus as the son of David. He's the son of David, but at this moment, Jesus is the son of the living God who has come to save, to die for us, to be, you know, to minister to you. So that's not the approach. The approach is Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon me. That was what turned Jesus around. So be very careful, because many people pray and they don't get answers. See, the method of approach matters. Oh, yes. The method of approach matters. You know, Psalm 100. See, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. That's Psalm 100, verse 4. And if you look at that song, it says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I welcome the man of God, Apostle Bishop Timothy, comrade, Abiel Lego. Bless you. You are welcome to this broadcast. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's good to have you coming in. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is the man of God from Nigeria. He's joining us all the way from Nigeria. A great man of God. God has been using him to preach the gospel and minister to people all over Nigeria and Africa. We are privileged to have him today. God bless you. Good to get you on this line. You want to share with us what God is doing? You want to share with us the word of God?
As we said before, we go online. It's audio, isn't it?
Sorry?
Is it audio or video?
No, it's audio. So you're already on air with me. You're already in the studio with me.
Okay. As a shop, I was just thinking if I could put more this thing so that it is not see while we are talking.
Yeah. You Okay. Should we give you some time to do that and then you call back? Okay. Yeah, actually, it's a 2-hour broadcast. I'm going to be on air till 7:30 or 8. It's a 2-hour broadcast, like 7:30 or 8 your Nigerian time. So you still have time to fix your phone and then call right back in.
WhatsApp call will not go well, isn't it?
Okay, you want to hang up and call through WhatsApp?
Yes, so that it is still high gold.
Okay.
We can minimize because I'm sure 30 minutes will take almost 3 to 5,000. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You can do 15 minutes. Just share with us for 15 minutes. That's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So let me just recharge and get back to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Bless you. His name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is love. Your name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is higher than every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Our Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, amen. I say hallelujah, amen. We say hallelujah, amen. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. I say hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. We say hallelujah, amen. Oh, yes. Let's get back to business. Before that interruption, sorry, it's okay. That's a man of God. We work together in Africa, and he's going to be joining us in a few moments from now in this broadcast. We were talking about calling upon him the days of trouble. Somehow, I want to talk quickly about our topic of today. Today, we're going to be talking about resolving conflict through dialogue and consultation. Actually, I didn't forget the topic. I just allowed the Holy Spirit to do some work. You know, it's a two-hour broadcast, so we have all the time. We have all the time, you know, to allow the Holy Spirit to brood and move upon the earth. You know, sometimes I go to places I want to preach, and I wrote out my sermons. The Holy Spirit said, drop those things and just let me do the work. And when the Holy Spirit moves, we have better results. Oh, yes. Sometimes we just allow the Holy Spirit to have his way and do things, you know, instead of using our brains and our mind. But that's okay. We're still going to touch today's topic, resolving conflict through dialogue and consultation. And this is very relevant right now because there's so much conflict all over the world, both at family levels, homes, and even with children and families and husbands and wives, not to talk about communities. And then we talk about nations against nations. These are things Jesus Christ has prophesied earlier on in Matthew chapter 24, that all these conflicts must come. All these confrontations must come. And we have no choice. We're going to see them happen, you know, disagreements and confrontations. How do we resolve them? How do we handle all these issues? Because we meet them every day. People have different backgrounds. People come from various. Holy Spirit, take over the situation and bring solutions to this in Jesus' name. Yes, people have different backgrounds. People have different ways of approach. But let us go to the scriptures and find out what did Jesus say about things like this. You know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 25, which is our text for today. Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, verse 25, Jesus said, agree with your enemies quickly before your enemies will capitalize on the issue, settle with them. I like that. And you see a practical example in Genesis chapter 13, verses 2 to 18, Abraham and Lot, his brother, nephew, of course, Lot was his nephew to Abraham. They came together on this journey for all of the Chaldeans, and God had promised Abraham a land flowing with milk and honey. And the servants of Lot and servants of Abraham were already confronting. They were already having issues. So Abraham said, for us to have peace, for us not to fight, for us not to quarrel, let us go in different directions. Lot, you and your followers, go in your own direction. Go your way. And then me, Abraham, and my people, we are going on our own. And the Bible says they did. Lot and his family went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham and his people, you know, they allow God to give them direction, and Abraham has to follow what God was telling him. And after that, a lot of other things happen in the scriptures. Abraham was with God. God was with him. Until Lot had so many issues because he chose Sodom and Gomorrah. Those were cities, ungodly cities, where people do all kinds of things. And he had a lot of trouble there. But the aspect we want to look at is the way Abraham handled the issue. Well, for us to have peace and not trouble, Lot, you and your people go your way. Let me and my people go my way. I like this attitude of Abraham. And I wish everybody on earth is like this. You know, I wish everybody on earth is like this. You know, let peace reign. Resolve it quickly and move on. Let me tell you this. Arguments don't help anybody. Go and look for people who argue. They are not moving forward because arguments keep you in one spot. Disagreements, arguments, conflict, quarreling, malice, all these things don't move people forward. They are all negative feelings and negative ways of life. And God does not operate in those type of atmosphere. That people like that, they are not moving forward. They are rather going backward. People are passing them and moving on, and then they are there arguing and quarreling and conflict and confrontation. But people enjoy this type of things. Some people enjoy them. They enjoy negative feelings. Eh? Angry. They are angry with society. They are angry with people. Because that was what happened. This was Cain and Abel. Cain made an offering unto God. Abel made an offering unto God. The one of Abel was accepted. And then the one of Cain was not accepted because he didn't do the right thing. So Cain was angry and he went ahead to kill Abel. And, you know, anger is not helping you. It's not a blessing to you. You know, Moses was angry and smote the rock a second time. And God came down and said, Moses, you have missed it. Because these people are behaving like this, then you smote the rock a second time. No. I didn't ask you to smite the rock a second time. And because of that, Moses did not enter into the land of promise. Instead, Moses died on Mount Nebo. And though he brought the people out of Egypt and led them to the promised land, Moses died on Mount Nebo, which was not what he was supposed to. That's not what it was supposed to be. Moses was supposed to lead them into the land of promise. So anger had made Moses to lose. See, that's what happened when people carry negative feelings. You know, unforgiveness. You know, anger, negative. Feelings, negative things in their hearts, in their mind. And that is why some people pray, God doesn't answer. They regard iniquity in their heart. King David, Psalm 56, verse 18. Psalm 56, verse 18, King David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Hello, man of God. I can see you clearly now. Yeah.
Yes. Can we do something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I bring you one greetings from the Garden City of Peter Ward of Hackett,
yeah,
Riverside in Nigeria.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We are believe our hearing and discussion this evening, or rather this afternoon over there, will be very, very refreshing.
Yes.
Flourishing.
Yes.
Interesting and very, very educative.
Yes.
I am going to briefly share some things that are very important right now from the book of Exodus, chapter number 6.
Yes.
Chapter number 6, I want to read for you. So, and I appeared unto Abraham.
Yes.
And unto Isaac.
Yes.
Unto Jacob.
Yes.
By the name God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah, was I not known to them.
Yes.
Jehovah was explicitly talking with his servant Moses.
Yes.
He made Moses to know something that is very, very mysterious.
Yes.
Very interesting. And that has over years become what no man could have fathomed.
Amen.
When appeared unto Moses and told Moses to go, set my people free.
Yes.
Tell Pharaoh to let the children of Israel to leave Egypt.
Yes.
And go to the land of Canaan.
Yes.
The land that flows with milk and honey.
Yes.
So that they may serve me. Yeah. God Almighty now appeared unto Moses.
Man.
And he now told you that, listen, your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, me as God Almighty.
Yeah.
But today, I am going to give you a revelation of my name.
Mm.
My name is Jehovah.
Amen.
The all-sufficient one. The one who is and who is to come.
Yeah.
The supreme monarch of the whole universe.
Yeah.
That I should henceforth be known as Jehovah. Therefore, any encounter with any man,
mm-hmm.
when God has any encounter with any man, any mortal, that encounter usually that have put people into different counters, by reason of the counter, they come out of the counter. Now, when you come out of the counter, what happens? You will now give God a name, an attachment, a covenant name.
Yeah.
By reason of coming out of the counter. That counter is an experience.
Yeah.
That counter is a place where you have been, perhaps in captivity, and God now brought you out of captivity.
Mm.
The reason of bringing you out of captivity, the new experience you will get now makes you to give God a covenant attachment, a covenant name.
Yes.
Abraham had an encounter with divinity. He called him Jehovah, constant. Jireh, I give to you. Because you provided.
Yes.
You are Jehovah, Jireh. You called your name Jehovah. I cannot name you, but you have given your name Jehovah. Then the encounter I had with you that made you provide, you provided something that would be used for sacrifice instead of my son.
Mm.
So you are Jehovah Constant, Jireh, I give to you because you provided for me.
Yeah.
Many men of God have different encounters. This young man, Jacob, had an encounter. Gideon had an encounter.
Yes.
Victor had an encounter.
Yeah.
Many great men who had encounters, they now gave him a name that you recall, a covenant name.
Mm-hmm.
That covenant name has been known theologically, have been known by scholars, have been known all over the world. Those whom he healed called him Jehovah Constant, Jireh I give to you.
Yeah.
Jireh is provided. He healed me. You are Jehovah Rapha.
Mm.
Jehovah Sikino. Jehovah Mekediski. Jehovah Kakapipi. Timothy Prestige Adele had an encounter with divinity. And I called him Jehovah Kakapipi. You can never hear it anywhere except through me. Archbishop Stephen Piokoro had different encounters.
Yeah.
Let him give God a covenant name based on his encounters.
Yeah.
There are so many of you over there that have different situations, different circumstances, going through different conditions of life. If you encounter divinity, you will give a covenant name because that divinity you encounter will surely bring you out of that captivity.
Man.
That situation you found yourself that looks unpleasant will make you give him a covenant name.
Yeah.
Those whom he healed, he said, Jehovah, Rapha, you are the Lord that healed. Those whom he sanctified, he called him Jehovah Mekedishim. Those whom he made righteous, called him Jehovah Sikinu. I got married many years, and there were no children, no issue. And I had to wait on the Lord, pleading with the Lord to show mercy. By the time 10 years, and God answered me based on the encounter I had with him, just like Jacob had an encounter, he wrestled with the Lord while in Bethel there, he saw angels descending, he said, I never knew that God was in this place.
Yeah.
Because Jehovah Shammah, God is in this place.
Yes.
So Timothy had been there for 10 years. I was believing God for children. I was believing God to even give me one child that will be called by my name.
Hmm.
By the 10th year, God answered by fire and gave me a daughter. And he did again give me another daughter and again another daughter. And do you know what? He proved himself as Jehovah. Oh my God Almighty, but Kakapipi, I added based on the encounters I had had with him.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you allow God, when you patiently believe God, when you follow God passionately, when you follow God implicitly,
yeah,
when you push away all the luggages, all the attachments that,
yeah,
you carry, when you leave the things that you are holding, the things holding you will leave you.
Mm.
Then you are put for an encounter that will transform and change your situation, change your condition, that will enable you to give him a name.
Amen.
As a covenant. Added to Jehovah.
Man.
Added to Jehovah, which now becomes a covenant name.
Yeah.
God in mysterious ways, the way that men cannot understand. The world we are in right now, all over the globe, are going through apostasy, going through last days experiences, war here, war there, rumors of war. Challenges all over. There have been famine, earthquake, tremor. Just name it. People are killed and being killed.
Mm.
Things are happening all over. Any man who puts his trust and confidence in the Lord shall not be put to shame.
Amen.
He never lies. He cannot lie.
Yes.
I call him to forget Kakapipi because he has given me that grace to come up with that name, that covenant name, attached to Jehovah Kakapipi. What is the meaning of Jehovah Kakapipi? The meaning of Jehovah Kakapipi is simply the God of the 11th hour. The God who cannot lie. The God who cannot fail.
Yes.
He did not fail Abraham. He will not fail you.
Amen.
He will not fail you.
Amen.
He will not fail you.
Amen.
So Timothy prestige at Pele, he will not fail you.
Yes.
In his own time, at his own time, he makes all things beautiful, and he will make things beautiful for you.
Yes.
I strongly believe that God is working out something for your good. I believe that God is going to introduce you to something that will catapult you into billions.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that God will find touching you right now to heal you.
Yes.
From every affliction, every sickness.
Amen.
I can see that woman that have been believing God for children, the God who gave me shall give you.
Amen.
Receive it right now.
Yes.
We conceive their children. I can see Paul introducing
what
you, connecting you. That will put money into your bank account.
Amen.
Money in your hands.
Yes.
You'll be able to help the poor. You'll be able to help the widows. You'll be able to help the orphans. God is looking for a man to use, a woman to use, to reach out to this dying world.
Amen.
Who we are in right now are seeking for help. We are looking, crying for help. Who is that man, God, who is ready to use? Who can volunteer, say, God, use me? Who is that man that will make up his mind to say, God, I will have an encounter with you?
Yes.
An encounter that will bring transformation. An encounter that will change the narratives, that will change the course of events. That which will be, God Almighty will make it to be.
Amen.
Upon your lives. I release grace upon your business.
Amen.
That family that is about hearing about, oh, you will not hear about.
Amen. Amen.
Serenity, calmness upon your home.
Yes.
I command your children to be perfectly at peace in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
They will obey your commandments, and they will do that which God wants them to do to the glory of God. Your children will bring glory to God, will not bring shame to God. They will bring honor to your family.
Amen.
I release grace upon you for academic excellence.
Amen.
We have knowledge, wisdom, understanding, retentive memory to excel and to pass your exams.
Amen.
I command that bone to be healed. I command that body to be healed.
Amen.
From the crown of your head to the top of your feet, I command the power of the Most High to be released upon all the organs of your body.
Amen.
The medulla, the cerebrum, the tissues, to the heart regions, the cardiac regions, where catabolism, metabolism, and anabolism takes place. Let it go through the spine, the kidneys, the liver, command healing to take place. You will not go through dialysis. You are perfectly healed.
Amen.
Have been siphoned. And I can see perfect functioning of that kidney, I can see perfect functioning of those livers, I can see the large intestine, the small intestine receiving energy, receiving strength to function normally. I can see the white blood, the red blood, all the cells and the systems of the body functioning and working normally. I release grace upon every business to flourish.
Amen. Yes.
In your place of work.
Amen.
Idea that will transform the scientific realms, the technological realms, will all be transformed by reason of the knowledge God will impact in your life. You will live to the glory of God.
Amen.
You will serve God in righteousness, in holiness. You will serve God in prayer.
Amen.
Prayer comes up to strengthen the weaknesses in your body.
Yes, amen.
The body may be weak. The spirit is willing. Now I command the body to receive illumination.
Amen.
Strength. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
All those in America, in Asia, Asia, all the continents of the world, hearing the sound of my voice in Africa, the continent. God is about doing a new thing that will transform the nations of the world.
Amen.
Wicked people shall be sidelined.
Yes.
Wicked people of God.
Yes.
Peace we reign.
Amen.
All the famine and all the nations of this world.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command that ministry that have been reaching out to people, let that ministry receive divine financial help.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for the encounters that these people are going to get. That encounter will make them give God a covenant name.
Amen.
Just like, and I know that my friend, Reverend Stephen Piokoro,
yes,
a man with a good heart,
yes,
a man with a calm spirit,
yes,
I know that encounter has transformed the ministry, and that ministry will have another covenant name.
Yes,
Jehovah. I say, Jehovah, all sufficient. Jehovah, whatever you add there becomes a covenant name between you and your Creator.
Amen.
God bless you all. The
Amen.
Lord sustain you. The Lord keep you. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
I command you to receive Jesus. Those who have not known Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, receive Jesus Christ now as your Lord and personal Savior.
Amen.
The Prince of Peace will bring peace in your homes, will bring peace in your academics, in your businesses, tranquility, serenity, and calmness shall reign supreme.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God has blessed us today through the man of God, Apostle Bishop Comrade Timothy Prestige Adeli, all the way from Nigeria, is there into this program. And God has really blessed us today. I tell you, you know what? I'm going to speak with you after now. I'm going to call you back, and then we're going to discuss your coming back into this broadcast, because as we were talking, I could see the number of views. So many people were keen in. They were enjoying the message, and I could tell that message was really anointed. So we're going to make sure your data is placed back, and then we're going to have you get some for you to get some more data, and then you give us another Saturday when you can come in again, because the message was so relevant, and then the prayers were so relevant. Then you said something about you didn't have a child until after 10 years. I want to come into that. You were looking unto God for a blessing of the child, blessing of the womb for your wife, and you, until after 10 years before God answered that prayer. And God answered that prayer in multiple ways, of bringing you children and so on. I want you to pray one or 2 minutes more for people who are trusting God for the blessing of the womb, because we have so many cases like that on our file. People sending prayer requests for blessing of the womb, and then you just went through it. You, for 10 years of marriage, there was no blessing of the womb until you started having children. If you don't mind, can you pray for those people who are looking unto God for the blessing of the womb, blessing of children? Honorable Bishop Timothy Prestige Adeli, yes, can you pray once again for those people? Because we have a file of a number of people like that who are trusting God for the blessing of the womb.
Yes. Lasuka Lima Katolundu Uska.
Yes.
Repregesu Brinda Iska. Manzandeleke, Toto, Italiba Baba Shandalo, Reseke Libyandina and Scooter. Mama Saika, Mama Saika, Santa Batanta, Rabatuski Legetiki Legetiki,
Rabatanta,
Rabatuna as
Scooter.
The God who wipes away my tears. The God who gave me evidence. Because people doubted the God that I serve.
Yes.
For 10 years, I have been in ministry for 39 years now.
Mm.
God Almighty has used me to wed many families.
Mm.
After wedding them, 1 month, 2 months, they take in.
Yes.
After 1 month, 2 months, you will see the blessings of the womb will begin. As I speak to you right now, my pastor, my sister pastor, just gave birth to twins, a boy, a baby boy, and a baby girl.
Yes.
Right now, the grace that God has invested and deposited in me, I release to you.
Yes.
Woman,
thank you,
receive
Jesus.
The blessings of the womb.
Amen.
All things begin to work right now.
Yes.
Strongly believe that you are going to testify.
Yes.
We give testimony. I am so persuaded. I'm so confident. I'm so sure.
Yes,
I
Lord.
The God who answer me shall answer you.
Amen.
Do not do anything that will look stupid.
Yes.
Do not do anything that will have to do with voodoo, with necromancer, or going to consult familiar spirits.
Yes.
Just wait a minute. I pray right now, I'm going to give you, between now and April,
yes,
you will testify.
Amen.
You will call on this line to say, God has answered me. I have now the blessings of the womb.
Amen.
Every affliction in the womb, every spell in that womb,
yes,
anything that has affected that sperm and made that sperm not to produce, I command fertility.
Amen.
Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Replace that womb,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Know that that womb must carry children.
Yes.
Therefore, away your tears. Weep no more. I say, weep no more.
For amen.
God. I will testify.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Archbishop Stephen Gilcoro, ministry, you will testify.
Amen.
Through this man of God over the years,
yes,
even when he was right here in Africa, doing God's work, blessing the souls of people.
Yes,
and I,
Lord,
know that through it, through this ministry,
yes,
we
Lord,
are going to sing a new song.
Amen.
I know,
yes.
God will give you evidence.
Amen.
Clean your eyes.
Yes.
Stop thinking. Stop everything, anything that will constitute stress in your body. Remove it. Lay it on Jesus. For he is well able to carry your body. And he will give you evidence. I will make you to testify.
Amen.
So I decree in the name of God the Father.
Amen.
I decree in the name of the Son.
Amen.
I decree in the name of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Don't tell me that you have stayed for 10 years. Don't tell me you have stayed for 13 years. Don't tell me you have stayed for 15 years. Don't tell me that God, doctors have written you off. No, Jehovah has not written you off.
Amen.
We will confirm you and give you a covenant name,
yes,
Jehovah.
Amen.
You are going to say Jehovah, just like Adele Timothy say, Kakapipi. You will say Jehovah something something based on what God has done for you.
Amen.
Mark it somewhere, and you will testify. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord increase you. God expand you.
Yes.
The Lord cause the countenance to shine upon you. The Lord God Almighty, be gracious unto you.
Amen.
And his
amen.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, God has done things today. Our honorable Apostle Bishop Comrade Timothy Prestige Adiele, the man of God from Nigeria. He has been praying and interceding for all of you. His phone number is 011-234-8033-100944. I read it again, 011-234-8033-100945. In case you go to Nigeria and you are looking for a place to watch it, just give him a call. You can watch it at his church, and it will be a great blessing to you. I tell you, he's going to give us another Sunday when we can have him full 1 hour of preaching and teaching and ministering. I tell you, we're going to hit 20 million views when this man comes back fully ready. I'm going to call him later tonight. We're going to discuss all the details. And I tell you, God is moving mightily. And thank you so much, Bishop. We shall have you again. I'm going to call you later tonight, and then we can talk all the details. God bless you so much. We have our Honorable Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Ali. She's going to give us praise and worship right now. And I tell you, it's an anointed woman of God. God has been using her mightily. Souls are getting saved, healed, delivered, and blessed in her ministry of praise and worship. So, Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Ali, you welcome over to you for the praise and worship. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. He's worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. And I just want to just lift this song up to the Lord, because he's done it in all of our lives. There's so many situations we've been in where we saw the hand of Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals us. Amen. And as the brother was referenced to, dead wounds, we decree and declare the wounds will come alive and births will come forth in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God of life. I am the God that
healeth me.
I am your
healer.
I said my
word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for your grace. We bless you, Lord God. We just lift you up and we continue to magnify you. We praise you for your goodness today. Your mercies are new every morning, and your compassions, they never fail. So we just lift you up. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love the city. I'm so glad you're in my life. How many glad that God is in their life? I'm so glad that God is in my life.
I'm so glad.
And because of that, I can lift them up.
Yeah.
I can magnify him. I can glorify him. When all hell breaks loose, Lord, I lift your name on high. The Bible says if I would be lifted up, he would draw all men unto himself. So we just lift him up.
Yeah.
And we just worship him this morning because he's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the honor, and he's worthy of all the glory. There is none like him, none like God. I mean, you can just search throughout eternity, all over this world, and you'll never find a God like the one that we serve today. Amen? We just praise him. We sing the praises to our King. Amen? We sing the praises to our King. For he is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King. For he is. We sing the praises to our King. For he is the King of Kings. We sing praises to our King. For he is the King. We give you glory, Lord, for you are the King of Kings. We give you glory. For you're the King of Kings. We give God all the glory. We give God all the praise today. For he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the bright and the morning star. And we enter his gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter his courts. I will enter his gates with
thanksgiving in my heart. And songs of praise.
We'll say this is the day that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice in the Lord.
He has made me glad.
I am so glad. I will rejoice in the Lord.
He has made me glad.
I am so glad.
I will rejoice for you. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad when they said unto me, come let us go into the house of the Lord. You know what? I came running when they said unto me, I came running when they said unto me, I'm running when they said unto me, to the house of the Lord. Oh, this is the day. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
I will rejoice and be glad and
be meek.
Oh, this is the day that the
Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad.
What a mighty God.
He
is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
His name is Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. There is none like him. We just thank you, Lord, for this day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, you said it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. So we thank you today. No matter where we are in our lives, no matter what situation we're going through right now, you deserve the glory. You deserve the praise. And we just want to thank you. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord,
for he is good.
He is worthy, he is worthy. For he is good. God has smiled on me.
I am blind,
but now I see God has smiled on me. He has said,
let me free.
God has smiled on me. He's
been good to me.
And you can think about all the things that should have happened, but always, but almost never becomes, glory to God. I almost did this, and this almost happened, but it never became, hallelujah, because God has smiled on you. God is for you. God is with you. Amen. And he smiled on us, and he's been so good. And that's the confession I make. Lord, I thank you for your goodness in my life. And you've been so good. God is good to me. You need to make that confession on a daily basis. Lord, you're good to me. And I thank you for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness towards me, Lord. And I love you and I praise you. You've been a good God. And you smiled on me. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah. We just need to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness and magnify his holy name, for he deserves all the glory. You deserve the glory. The rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God, the chief cornerstone, the great high priest. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you for being so good. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Pastor Valence, today we were talking about resolving conflict through dialogue and consultation, and you know, Jesus said, agree with your adversary quickly, Matthew chapter 5, verse 25. We're talking about how do we resolve conflict in families and homes, communities and nations. Looking at what is happening between Russia and all these Russia and the other nations, and even China, they are not helping matters. A lot of conflict over there. What is your suggestion as a woman of God? What is your suggestion to them? How can they resolve all these conflicts that are going on? What do you want to say to them? Because this message we are preaching is going to all these nations, and they are hearing this word, and we want God to touch their hearts through these messages so that they will repent from fighting wars, and they should give their life to Jesus. What do you want to tell them, Pastor Valence?
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You know, this, the Bible says in this world there will be tribulations, and we're going to have tribulations, and people are going to be against us, and we're going to be against them. The Bible says that. But the Bible also tells us to pursue peace. The Bible tells us to humble ourselves. He says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, and the first thing we have to do is come to our senses and humble ourselves. I remember the story in Luke chapter 15 about the two sons, and the younger son left his father and went out and spent all his money. And then the father came back and he forgave the son, but the other son was, you know, he was upset because his father forgave him. He said, Lord, I mean, Dad, I've been with you all this time, and I've, you know, been right there beside you, and now my brother comes back and you give him this, you know, this feast. You make this big feast for him. And, you know, there was conflict between the two sons. And then there was also conflict between Isaac and Jacob, because Jacob deceived his brother Isaac. So we see in the Bible so many stories of conflict, even the story with Joseph and his brothers. And what I believe in all of these stories, the key point is humility. Humility goes before honor, and pride goes before a fall. Well, and jealousy, you know, the spirit of jealousy, all this jealousy with nation against nation, China jealous of America, or Russia, and all these countries jealous of each other. But the first key is to humble yourself. And the only way that anybody can humble themselves is through God. God is the only person that can humble a nation. And it says that if you know, if this nation would just humble themselves, come to their senses like the prodigal son did. He came to his senses. And America needs to come to her senses. Now we're supposed to be a Christian country, but where is the Christian behavior? Where is the Christianity in our schools? Where is the Christianity in our government? Where is the Christianity in this country, if we say we're a Christian country? Do our lives and do our country reflect that? Are we doing everything against God? We can see how the nation of Israel turned against God and how God let their enemies conquer them. We have to come to our senses as a nation and say, Lord, and repent and turn from our wicked ways. And that takes humility. But we walk around with prideful hearts thinking that we're better and bigger than any other nation. And God is humbling us little by little. We're losing this war. We're coming down faster and faster. So my my advice is would be to humble yourself, get all the pride out, and the conflict that you have against your brother or sister. The Bible says, don't come to the altar and bring a sacrifice. Go to your brother and make it right with your brother and your sister, and then come back and offer your sacrifice. And that's that's hard for a lot of people to do, to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But that's the first step. Even Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He felt pity and sorry for them. And most people wouldn't do that. They would want that person to be compensated for what they did wrong. But we got to learn how to humble ourselves. Pride goes before a fall, but humility goes. And this nation needs to be humbled. And God is doing it little by little. We're seeing everything fall down right in front of our eyes. And God is trying to get our attention and says, look, let's get back to our Christian basic beliefs. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I just feel like in my spirit that we need to pray. The Bible says pray for those who are in rulership or leadership over you. We need to pray as Christians for our leaders that they would come to their senses like the prodigal son did, humble themselves and seek God's face for direction.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Pastor, I have heard you say pray for this nation. So please, for 1 or 2 minutes, I want you to pray for peace to reign. All these confrontations and all these conflicts, Ukraine, Russia, China, and all the other nations that are already fighting over the air, peace be sealed. I want you to pray for these nations, even our homes and families and married families all over the world, peace. You know, we don't want to have so many broken homes and broken relationships and broken families. There should be peace on earth, you know. So pray for them right now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bishop Barricord, you're asking me, but you say we need to pray.
Sorry?
You wanted me to pray, right?
Yeah, pray for all the situations that we have.
Okay, no problem. Yes, Father God, we just thank you this morning that we have the opportunity to come before your presence, Lord. You said make your request known unto God. And Lord, we're just requesting that you would just touch this world, Lord. This world needs what the world needs today, Jesus.
Okay.
The whole world needs you, Lord God. And I'm just asking right now in the name of Jesus that you would just touch each and every leader, every ruler, and bring situations and circumstances in their life that will humble them. Where they'll say, you know, I tried to do this and I tried to do that, but I couldn't, and I need you, God. People think that they can just do anything they want to do without God. But you said in your word, without me, you can do nothing. So let the nations know that they need your guidance. They need your direction. You said acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you'll direct our path. Help our leaders and the nations of the world know that if they pray and seek your face, you would direct their path in the right way, and you lead to life. You said there's a way that seems right unto a man, but at the end there's death. So help us, God, to lead us into the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, I lift up every leader right now in every country, all over the world, the Arab world, the Africa, in South America, and everywhere in the whole world, Lord. I lift leaders up all over the world, and I'm asking, Father, it should be a world prayer day for leaders, because leaders really need you. There's so much corruption. There's so much greed. It only leads to death. And I pray, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, that your anointing will destroy every yoke of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, you're so prideful. And you said in your word that pride goes before a fall, but humility goes before honor. So, Father, I pray right now that they would just humble themselves, bring people during labors into their life that's going to speak a word in due season to let them know that you're looking at everything they do. Nothing is hidden from you. Everything is before your eyes, oh God. And I just thank you right now that you're just listening to the prayers of the righteous, oh God. You said it availeth much. Hallelujah. So we thank you that we might be just praying in our living room, but Father, it's reaching heaven, and when it reaches heaven, has power, glory to God, So I thank you right now that our prayers reach you, Lord God, and you hear. You said your ears are open to our prayers. And so we lift up these nations. We lift up the leaders of these nations. Father, we ask for your divine peace in the name of Jesus. Let there be reconciliation. Let there be unity where there's division, where there's bitterness and anger and pride, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you, Father, that you're changing things, but it's not by power nor by might. It's not by some leader's power. It's not by some leader's might, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, and I decree this word done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
We give praise. We give glory. A couple of minutes more. I'm going to share a little bit, and then Pastor Valencia is going to give us some more praise and worship. We are still on resolving conflict, this is very serious. Jesus said, forgive, so that your Heavenly Father can forgive you. And relationships have to last long, stand the test of time. Look at Jacob reconciling with Esau, his brother, in Genesis 32, verse 11. Jacob knew he was wrong, and he had to reconcile with Esau, his brother, in Genesis 32, verse 11. He made a reconciliation. Of course, we are serving a God of reconciliation, a God that is ready to reconcile us back to the world, the God of reconciliation. Of course, Jesus Christ had a ministry of reconciliation. Jesus came to reconcile us back to God. And we were all cut off from God through Adam and Eve, but Jesus came, and through his blood that was shed on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was able to make reconciliation, reconcile us back to God. So it's about peace. It's about joy. It's about love. And we can't keep all these conflicts around. It's not of God. The devil is the one who's interested. The devil wants to see people killed because he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus came to give us life. More abundantly. The devil wants to see people fighting, shooting, and killing, and bombing. The devil wants to see submarines. The devil wants to see missiles are being thrown. The other, in the news right now, they shot with a missile or a bullet into Ukraine, and it went through a nursery school, an institution where children were supposed to be learning, busting the wall. And so on. A lot of shooting have started all over the air. It shouldn't be so. And we pray for reconciliation, for the love of God to reign in our nations, in China, in Russia, in Ukraine, all around the world. Our homes and families be blessed with the peace of God that passes all human understanding. We pray for forgiveness. We are supposed to forgive and let go. You see, because all these arguments don't help. All these disagreements don't help people. Conflicts and confrontation is destruction of life and property. You see a practical example, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14 to 23. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 14 to 23. You see, King David, he had the opportunity to kill Saul. Saul didn't like David, and Saul had always hated David. And he tried to kill David so many times while David was playing music. And eventually, David had the opportunity to have slain and killed Saul. But he said, I'm not going to touch the Lord's anointed. So David let go. Oh, yes, he must let go. What are you fighting for? What are you quarreling for? What are you shouting for? What's your problem? You know, you need to come to Jesus and make peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus came to give us peace and joy and love. God is love. You know? So we got to let go. And whatever happened before, just cleanse your heart and reconcile and start all over again. We don't want all these conflicts and confrontations. It's not moving people forward. It's not helping anybody. And it's just about people being killed and being destroyed. The Bible says all the murderers shall have their part in the lake of fire. You know, so if you make yourself a murderer, then you shall have your part in the lake of fire. You are killing people, destruction of life and property. And then so many millions are going to be homeless. And we're going to be having refugees again. Refugees. We have to go and make refugee camps where they use tarpaulin to make boots for people to sleep. And then they give them free milk and free bread to eat every day. I visited some of those camps when I was touring Africa. I was in Bujumbura camp in Freetown, Sierra Leone, where the Liberian refugees, the camp, the Liberian refugees, thousands of human beings, all because of wars and fighting, they are now homeless. Even the Sierra Leonean, and so many nations like that. And the Abidjan had their own chair one time. And so many destructive things all over the world. It shouldn't be so. Jesus came to give us peace and joy and love. We should let go. Let go all these troubles. And Jesus said, peace be still. Today, Jesus is saying to the whole world, peace be still. Jesus is saying to Russia and Ukraine, peace be still. Jesus is saying to China and all the nations of the earth, peace be still. Release peace like a river. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Yes. We pray for families and homes and institutions and marriages and families. We pray, Jesus, say to every one of you, peace be still. Peace, God, that passeth every human understanding. In the name of Jesus, we reject war and fighting and killings and shooting. We reject all those conflicts and confrontations. Yes. We reject all of them. We denounce them. We destroy them with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So that's you, Pastor Vanessa. Let's have some more praise and worship.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That's what my word, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I come before you today. And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All you've given to me. For the blessing that I cannot see. Thank you. Thank you. grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. How to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All you've given my life. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, today. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We lift you up. That's what God wants to hear us say. He just wants to hear us say thank you. You know, people do so many things for us and we take it for granted. And today is my mom's 90th birthday. And I just want to tell her, thank you. Thank you, Mom, for all the years, all you've given to me, all the sacrifices and love and support. I just want to thank you. That means so much when you tell a person sincerely, thank you. So we just want to tell the Lord, all these years you've been on this earth, just tell the Lord right now in your heart, thank you, Lord. That's confirmation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God wants to hear this word. He wants to hear us say, thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Yes. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So we're going to stop here today, and then we continue next week. We want to thank everyone who participated in this program. Especially the woman of God, evangelist, Pastor Valenza Ali. God bless you and your family. Thank you so much for your understanding. And Pastor Ade Ali from Nigeria and the others who join us on Twitter, Link, and Facebook, and social networking media. God bless you all abundantly. We had a great day today. And we know we are going to experience peace on earth.
Thank
joy
Jesus,
to the Lord.
Yes,
peace
Lord.
On earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Enjoy the peace of God that passes every human understanding. God bless you all for joining us. I want you to email this message to everyone. Share it, tweet it out, and let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, no one cometh to the Father except by
me.
God bless you all. Enjoy you. Felicia and I, we send you all greetings. God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, until the same time next week, the Lord be with you and crown you with loving kindness and tender mercy. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
God bless you. Too. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again.